Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
A reading from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've enjoyed camping for as long as I can remember. There's something about getting out in the great outdoors that just feels right to me. I've camped in tents on our northernmost border with Canada, on several trips to the boundary waters of Minnesota, in the desert wilderness areas of southwestern Africa, and yes, among the mountainous wonders of western Montana. I've backpacked on mountain trails, on unretired Midwestern railway lines, and on the suburban dune lands of greater Chicago. I have camped via canoe, houseboat, hiking boot, car, and more recently, travel trailer RV. I've camped in many places in many different ways, and though I have endured many a torrential downpour, tornado warning, and worst of all, swarms of mosquitoes that blot out the sun, I still am drawn to make regular journeys into the great outdoors, to live amongst the trees, stars, and bugs, at least for a few days. For all the different sorts of camping that I and my family have done, there is one thing that is common to all these excursions. The art of choosing what you must leave behind. The most crucial supply choices need to be made when backpacking or portaging. On these types of excursions, every extra item means extra weight and extra space that the one camping must physically carry in and out with them. It is amazing how few items we can really live with for several days. Yet even when we pack up our SUV and haul our 30-foot trailer complete with all the RV trappings, still choices must be made as to what can make it in and out of the wilderness with the ones camping. When traveling in and around wilderness areas, natural limits are imposed on the items that can make the journey. As much as we might want to bring all of our favorite toys, gear, and whatever else we may fancy, some things just take up too much space and weigh too much to be hauled to and fro. Some things just travel better than others. Analogously, we hear in our passage from Jeremiah about a new covenant that would travel better with the people than the old one, which they broke. Jeremiah said, This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The law would be written on each and every one of their hearts, so that they could look inward and restore their relationship with the God above them. No longer would they be beholden to lonely prophets, priests, and practices that they barely understood, or temples that could be destroyed by conquering foes. Instead, they would now find God deep down within their souls, something that God had intended from the very beginning. Furthermore, wherever they went and however they got there, God would travel with them. Whether they expanded to new territories of the promised land, or when they were dragged into exile away from those same lands, God would travel with them. God's presence among God's people would not be contingent on their ability to maintain stability and independence within their government nation, and sacred spaces, because God would be with them in victory and defeat. God is not confined to material stuff, and when the people's material circumstances changed, the Lord went with them, no matter what. This new covenant was not meant to replace the old covenant, mind you, but rather to fulfill what God had intended all along. Lest we think that God failed on Mount Sinai or some heresy like that, we should pay attention to the fact that the new covenants the Bible talks about were all about completing and fulfilling the terms of the old ones. After all, while the Ten Commandments were initially etched onto stone tablets, that did not mean much since Moses broke them in a rage over the people's idolatry almost as soon as he got them. The symbols and artifacts of God's work in our world only have meaning if they inspire faith in God's followers. Sacred relics are always secondary and subservient to the sacred truths we preach, all of which are meant to be embodied, understood, and obeyed at deep, soulful levels. Signs and symbols of faith and piety are great and all, but true faith among God's followers may only be seen by God alone. All of this is not to excuse failures to embody and exemplify Christian virtues. Ideally, we would all show others that we have been transformed by the Word of God acting on us. It is kind of disturbing how many times I hear things along the lines of, "I like talking to you because you are a Christian, but I can actually talk to you." It's one of those compliments that makes you feel much more concerned than complimented. These sorts of conversations happen more frequently than one might expect, and have left me with the impression that many people in our area, and likely in the rest of our nation too, only experience Christians as standoffish, judgmental, full of hubris, and even cruel. There is data to support a concerning trend that many in the United States have experienced Christians as more cruel than kind, more focused on their own salvation than caring for others, especially than caring for the poor and those different than themselves, and more concerned with preaching judgment than grace and forgiveness upon the sinful, which of course is all of us. It is a good thing that Christ does not condemn us for our failures to show Christian love to the world around us, because I'm not sure how many of us would pass that test of righteousness. All is not lost, though, for our Lord continues to beckon us toward the new covenant in fulfillment of the old, and God continues to beckon us from the inside out. Deep down, deep within, we experience many things that are often beyond words. We feel things that can be difficult to articulate to others. We encounter things that are more foundational than the cornerstones of the grandest buildings, and more splendid than the greatest wonders of the world. When we look inward, we connect with our Lord in our heart of hearts, grasping at the mysteries we can only wonder at when we gaze around us. And all that we find written on our hearts leads us to better, higher realities than anything we can see above our heads. God speaks to us in unique ways, through our very souls, and the truths our Creator has to teach us travel with us anywhere we go. They do not burden us like extra items we would stuff into our hiking pack. Nor are the truths of the Almighty constrained to one place or another, any sort of person, or any sort of circumstance. God travels with us through any and every wilderness we find ourselves in, and God will always lead us home. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.